Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The anger of the people of Gaza from across the seas demands that the siege be broken. When will the people of Egypt and its army become angry? When will their anger become a fire that burns the Jewish entity and the mercenary regimes that protect it? While Gaza was starving to death, besieged by shameful Arab silence and a blatant international conspiracy, a young Egyptian man from overseas, Anas Habib, blocked the doors of the Egyptian embassy in the Netherlands and poured flour on its threshold. He shouted in the name of the besieged people of Gaza and called on his army in Egypt to break the siege, open the crossing, and end the systemic starvation. A cry from a distant land echoed in free hearts. Will any of the people of Egypt respond? Is there any protectiveness in the hearts of the men of the Kinana army? Or are the locks placed on the Egyptian embassy in The Hague less cruel than the locks placed on their will and weapons? O people of Kinana, O its valiant army, Gaza is crying out to you. Is there anyone who can help? What is happening in Gaza is a complete crime, in which everyone who has remained silent, acquiesced, and submitted participants. The Rafah crossing, the sole lifeline for the remaining residents, has been closed by orders of a policy subservient to the Jews. Food, medicine, and water are prohibited from entering through it, and genuine support is denied, all amid the subservience of regimes and the inaction of armies. At a time when the people of Gaza were waiting for their closest people, the people of Egypt, who share their Arabism, Islam, and blood, to take action to lift the siege and end the injustice, the move came from the Netherlands. Yes, from a young man, a stranger in a foreign land. His emotions were stirred and his protectiveness was aroused. He closed the Egyptian embassy and shouted, "Open the Rafah crossing. Save Gaza. Lift the siege. Do you still have any chivalry, O people of Egypt?" The religious duty that transcends all other duties is to support the oppressed and liberate the usurped land. This is a duty imposed on Muslim armies, not just on the people, because they possess the weapons and power, and they are the ones who bear the great obligation of jihad in the cause of Allah. And Nawawi says, if the infidels, kuffar, enter a Muslim town or besiege a country, jihad becomes an individual obligation for those closest to them, then the nearest. Al-Qurtubi said, if jihad is obligatory, no one may stay behind except for a clear excuse. Whoever stays behind has committed a grave sin. Ibn Qudama said, if the enemy attacks a town's courtyard or the imam calls the people to mobilize, it is obligatory for everyone to go out and no one may stay behind. O soldiers of Egypt, hasn't the enemy landed in Gaza, encircled it, bombarded it, and subjected it to terrible torture? Isn't Al-Aqsa, the place of your prophet's night journey, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, under occupation? Aren't the people of Gaza your brothers? What excuse do you have when you possess the strongest armies in the region and the Rafah crossing is in your hands? O the sincere of the Kinana army, you are the sons of this authentic people, the sons of conquerors. You have been given the strength to liberate the Quds in a matter of days if you acted according to the Aqidah doctrine of Islam, not in vassalage to the West and its agents. According to the law of Allah, not the laws of the West, and under the banner of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not the flags of Sykes-Picot. O soldiers of Kinana, you are not tools in the hands of an agent regime that implements shameful agreements and pleases America and the Jewish entity at the expense of your ummah. Rather, you are accountable before Allah Almighty, and you will be asked on the Day of Judgment, why did you not act? Why did you accept the borders and agreements? Why did you not support your people in Gaza? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ امْرِئٍ يَخْذِلُ امْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ عِنْدَ مَوْطِنٍ تُنْتَهَكُ فِيهِ حُرْمَتُهُ وَيُنْتَقَصُ فِيهِ مِنْ عِرْضِهِ إِلَّا خَذَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي مَوْطِنٍ يُحِبُّ فِيهِ نُصْرَتُهُ. No Muslim man will desert a man who is a Muslim in a place where his respect may be violated and his honor dispersed without Allah deserting him in a place where he wishes his help. Today, Gaza's honor is being violated, its sanctity is being violated, and its women and children are being killed before your eyes. Would you accept that Allah should let you down in a place you love to support? O people of Egypt, raise your voices loudly, as Anas Habib did, and do not fear the blame of anyone for the sake of Allah, even if you lock up all the institutions of this client regime until it is uprooted. Embrace every sincere effort by officers and soldiers who seek to open the road to Gaza and liberate Palestine. Know that the conflict today is between Islam and Kufr, between truth and falsehood, and that whoever is not with the people of Gaza is on the side of their enemies, whether they realize it or not. O soldiers of the Kinana, know that you are responsible before Allah for this bloodshed, this hunger, and this siege. No medals, no salaries, or false reassurance will benefit you under the rule of a traitor. Allah will ask you, why didn't you act? Gaza will argue with you on the day of resurrection if you do not support it. History will not be merciful to those who neglected the Prophet's night journey, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the young Egyptian man from the Netherlands closed his regime's embassy with angry locks. He opened a gateway into the hearts of the entire ummah, reminding it that jihad cannot be closed, that victory cannot be postponed, and that Gaza is not a humanitarian issue, but rather an issue of ummah, faith, and dignity. O people of Egypt, you are the ummah's first line of defense, and you are at one of Islam's frontiers. Beware lest Islam be attacked from your side. An angry voice from across the seas has sounded the call. Is there anyone from the army of Egypt who will answer? Anger from across the seas will not suffice. Rather, the entire land of Egypt must be enraged. Cairo must be ablaze with the call of the Khilafah, Caliphate, not to open a crossing, but to turn over a new page of victory in history. O Allah, protect Gaza and its people. Support those who support them. Break every siege and provide the Ummah with someone who will once again raise the banner of liberation and conquest. O Allah, establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided Caliphate. Unleash the swords of jihad through it. Liberate Al-Aqsa Mosque through it and support the oppressed in Gaza and all other Muslim countries. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. And what is it with you? You do not fight in the cause of Allah and for oppressed men, women, and children who cry out, Our Lord, deliver us from this land of oppressors. Appoint for us a savior. Appoint for us a helper, all by your grace. An-Nisa 75, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.